A number of movies this fall have a torn-from-the-headlines aspect to them. Several include racially charged police shootings. Monsters and Men is the first of those to reach theaters. Critic Bob Mondello says that despite its controversial subject matter, the film is sober and nuanced.
Big Darius is a large, good-natured man who hangs out most days in front of a deli in Brooklyn, selling single cigarettes. Pretty much every passerby greets him, even kids, as he's a soft touch.
Little man, you got no homework to do?
Nah, bro. Yo, let me get a dollar.
Oh, man, I just gave you money.
So?
Kids always begging, man. Get about it.
Come on, I want to get something.
Get out of here. Go do your homework.
Big Darius is a neighborhood fixture, which makes the arrival of cops who don't know him one evening problematic. As they hassle Big D, a crowd gathers.
Is there nothing better to do on a Monday night?
That's Manny, who had told Big D earlier that day about acing a job interview. He pulls out his cell phone to record what's becoming an escalating situation, and then...
Yo, they shot him.
Yo, y'all shot him!
This is the harrowing setup for what first-time writer-director Reynaldo Marcus Green has conceived as a tense drama of conscience in three acts. Manny's act is about the choice he now faces, put the video on the web or swallow his rage for the sake of his wife and baby.
You just got a new job. I'm about to graduate. Everything's gonna change if you just put this out there.
Nothing has to change.
Dee would have wanted you to look out for your family.
Act 2 involves a black police officer up for promotion whose partner thinks he'd be nuts to testify when the Internal Affairs Division calls.
I saw the tape. And you know Scala.
So what, you're gonna go blab to IAB about Scala? And then what? What do you think they're gonna do? Maybe a slap on the wrist, give him a desk job, but you, they're gonna make an example out of you.
Consequences also figure in the film's third act, about a much-recruited high school athlete who, to his dad's distress, can't shake the idea that there's something more important going on than baseball.
I'm going downtown.
Downtown?
I mean, can't you see what's happening out there?
Cities are gonna keep burning. Kids are gonna keep getting shot, and cops are gonna keep getting off. But my reality right now is that you have a ticket out.
A lesser movie might weave these threads into a narrative that exploits real-world parallels. Viral social media, athletes who take a knee, cops who close ranks. Monsters and Men doesn't pander or dismiss.
You have no idea. You don't have a clue what goes on the streets. You see 3 minutes of a shaky video and you think you know what you do.
Monsters and Men finds what affirmation it can in community, but doesn't pretend it has answers. The choices these men make tell us what sort of men they are. That they should have to make those choices? That's what's monstrous. I'm Bob Mondello.